Radio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
This was going to be the music that closed tonight's show about a half hour, about 40 minutes ago. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Holy crap.
So this was a night to possibly remember for lots and lots of different reasons. Oh, let's see. Let's run it all down. We've got a heel turn in this show. We've got a face turn in this show. We've got someone going into an ambulance in this show.
We've got somebody needing anger management on this show.
We had our first Hall of Famer in this show. And
we had Jerry wearing the sparkly old King Lawler jacket on this show.
Because he couldn't wear it last week.
He couldn't wear it last week, so damn it, he packed it again and he made sure to wear it this week.
He was going to get it on television. So there you go.
He should keep wearing it. It looks good. It's better than the MMA shirts he's been wearing, or the King shirts he's been wearing.
Yeah, but you gotta think, it gets hot in that outfit during the summer. And he would have to he actually wears his gear, so I don't think he wants to wear gear all the time. That's why he got rid of it. Just saying. Anyway, we have three hours.
He can wear the jacket with a nice pair of pants.
But it's the King, he has to match. He's got to look like royalty. Anyway, we got stuff to get into. We're going to run it all down for you as always. And tonight's show started off with Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt against the Usos in a traditional tag team contest. Nice start to the show. This matchup ended in disqualification when Harper and Rowan got involved. The Usos went flying a little bit. They were able to escape a beatdown. Got away, and they even knocked over Bray's rocking chair in the process.
Nice start. Don't mess with the chair.
You don't mess with the chair. The fans were into Daniel Bryan early in this one, and Bray and Daniel were very aggressive, especially on one of the Usos, for a long time in this one.
They were, and Harper was watching Daniel like a hawk.
Yes, he was. It was one of those things where, wow. Yeah, he made sure, even there was a point Bray walked over to Harper to, you know, Look at my Brian. Look what he's doing. Look how good he's doing. He's one of us.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, Bray.
So,
okay.
So the Usos win by disqualification back in the ring. The Wyatts all look down at Daniel Bryan, and, well, Bray wasn't happy, then whispered into Bryan's ear, smiled. Bryan extended his arms, knelt down before Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt picked up Bryan, kissed him on the forehead, and laid him out with Sister Abigail.
Okay, a couple things. One, if he smiles at you, you're dead. You are so dead, you should just run. Don't ever let the crazy man smile at you. Or he will take you down. Two, he can whisper in my ear and cuddle me like that anytime he wants. I'm totally fine with that.
Of course you are.
Shut up!
God, what do you want me to say after that one?
You know what? If it was AJ, you'd let her do that.
Yes, I would. Anyway.
See? Just
pointing
that out.
Anyway. So, yeah. Bryan walks back with the Wyatt family as we went to break. Interesting to start, and you kind of figured there was more to come about this.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like he was being blamed for the loss.
Just a little bit.
As we got teased going to break, it was John Cena's first matchup on television in 2014, and his opponent, Damian Sandow. Damian Sandow blames John Cena for all the bad things that have happened to him over the last few months after he cashed in and failed against John Cena. So we had this match. It was a pretty good match. Damian Sandow was really good.
Oh, Damian was fantastic.
Damian Sandow was aggressive. He pulled out some moves. He has a brand new submission hold called the Royal Arch, which was nicely done. Nice near falls. John Cena sold a lot for Damian Sandow. Again, if they gave these two a feud at some point, it would be really, really good because they've had two matches on television and they've been really, really good.
I have a feeling Sandow might be the next feud for Cena, but we'll have to see. There's probably one building at some point.
Right. At some point. But we'll see. John Cena wins with the attitude adjustment. Apparently, according to his recap, there at some point in this matchup, there's a sign that said "Sign Styles." So, someone wants AJ Styles signed with WWE. See if that happens. But that's our first sign of the night, and there's another one coming up later in the show. So John Cena wins, and then it probably was a little bit of foreshadowing. John Cena hugged his father at ringside.
Yeah, you know, they're in Maryland, so of course John Cena's dad is there, and
Rhode Island.
Well, whenever John Cena's dad is at ringside, something always happens.
They were in Rhode Island, not Maryland.
Whatever. They were up east.
Up north, that's far. Maryland's not up, whatever. Anyway, they're up in Rhode Island. They were in Cena's.
You know
backyard.
What? Maryland is up north. But it's on the Mason-Dixon line, but it's up on the northern portion of the United States.
Yes, it's up in the northern part, but not in the north.
I don't know. You expect me to keep all the Yankee states straight?
Yes, I am. It's what I pay you for.
You don't pay me!
I do in other ways. Anyway, John Cena wins. Backstage.
Still waiting on that Kane interview. Just pointing that out.
Didn't I tell you? It happened last week. Missed it. Coming this week. Anyway, no. Got a hype video for the WWE Network. And then we go backstage with Kane and Brad Maddox, and they had a little bit of an exchange. Brad said, "Rawls in chaos with the Wyatts," thanks to Kane. And Kane replied that Brad should enforce the rules, so Brad's going to do. He's going to book the Wyatts versus the Usos in a steel cage rematch. Kane said... Kane liked that idea, but they're going to do something different. He's going to chain the door shut, and he will be the one with the key. Kane is locking the Usos in there with Brian and Bray.
Which means Kane has intentions for Brian and Bray. Now, the question is, what are those intentions? Like, when he said, I'm gonna be the only one with the key, it's like, red flag, something's gonna happen.
That was the first sign of, shenanigans are going to be a flying in that one. Up next, Big Show took on Jack Swagger. Big Show squashed Jack Swagger.
I was going to say, the best part of this match was Big Show killed Swagger, then he killed Zeb, and Cesaro bailed because he wanted no part of it.
Like, he bailed once, bailed a second time, and then Big Show gave Zeb a wink and then a punch. And down goes Uncle Zeb, or Grandfather Zeb, as JBL was calling him. He's a grandfather, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, probably the best part.
Yeah, that's pretty much the best part of that one. So yeah, Big Show wins. They're gearing him up for his eventual counter in 2 weeks against Brock Lesnar. Hype video for Batista. And then we get the announcement. It's time for the 6-man tag team showdown, a rematch from Friday Night SmackDown. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns against the Road Dogg, Jesse James, the Badass, Billy Gunn, and CM Punk.
Road Dogg cut a hell of a promo before the show.
He did cut a hell of a promo before the matchup, and he even dropped, a Flash Funk reference that got trending on Twitter. This was a really, really good match, just like the one on SmackDown. This was really, really good.
Including the ending.
Including the ending. Which, as I mentioned in the tease to begin, heel turn a little bit. And that's exactly what happened. CM Punk is reaching out for a tag, and then the Outlaws drop down and they walk away. CM Punk is left all alone in the ring with the three members of the Shield, takes a spear, and gets pinned once again by Roman Reigns. Should say that he Roman Reigns had a hell of a dropkick early in the match.
Oh, he did. Roman was fantastic tonight. They all were.
Yeah, he was on the outside and just did a very nice dropkick up on the apron. Yeah, very nice stuff by Roman Reigns. Really good match. The Shield looked on the same page this week. There was no dissension among the ranks.
Nope, they were firing on all cylinders this night.
But the Shield weren't done. Oh, no, 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 no. The Shield came back into the ring and triple powerbombed CM.
And then Roman talked trash.
Roman did indeed talk trash.
Because that's what Roman does.
And then we had a very interesting promo by the Wyatt family where Bray basically used the cage as a metaphor for his life and vowed to find redemption and absolution tonight. And Brian basically said, you'll be in the cage with monsters?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he said because he got really quiet when he said it, but it was a nice promo by the Wyatt family.
Yes, it was.
Except, Bray, honey, you need to calm that down just a little bit. Although, yeah, we'll get into it later, but I have a funny feeling Bray's not going to be calm on SmackDown.
You never know. We'll see. Up next, Divas Champion AJ Lee and Tamina Snuka took on the fucking Knuckles, Cameron and Naomi. AJ was able to win this one. After the match, however, Naomi, you know, Tamina was about to give a beating on Cameron. Naomi made the save, laying out both AJ and Tamina. Naomi had some nice gold lipstick.
She did.
Kind of matched her gear. Now, as I teased, there was a sign in the crowd and a person in the crowd. Emma was in the crowd holding a sign.
Yep. The Emolution is, I guess, coming to the main roster soon. Could we see her debut shortly?
She's Emma-taining? That's what the sign said. But yeah, it looks like we're getting a new diva on the rise in WWE, so it's the start of things to come, especially with
Emma. I was going to say, did Emma maybe get Paige's spot, because didn't Paige get hurt?
I'm not sure. I know Emma's been on the road with WWE's crew for the last couple weekends with Natty, working with Natty. So, it's a start for Emma, and with NXT coming to the WWE Network. Yes, folks, there is a WWE Network now. In case you didn't know. In case you didn't know. And Michael Cole mentioned on the app at one point, just wait till I give you the instructions on how to work the WWE Network, because it's coming.
Oh, God, why do?
We're all sort of doomed there. AJ Tamina won, and the WWE Network is coming. Backstage, WWE World Heavyweight Champion Randy Orton was looking for the Authority. Where, indeed, are the Authority? As we came back from break, Kane was in his office on his phone. And, well, here came Randy Orton. He's upset he's being put in a rematch with John Cena. Brock Lesnar wants a piece of him. Kind of said, isn't that cool? And Batista is coming back next week. Orton says he needs more protection. He wants protection from the Authority. And Kane was aware of the situation. And then, well, to vent out his frustrations. Venting is talking, but to take out his frustrations, it will be Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston later tonight. Now, we also teased at the start of the show, announcements were coming and included the first inductee into the 2014 Hall of Fame. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Ultimate Warrior is going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
It's funny because Rock made the comment that, well, let the rumors begin when they said we're going to announce the first Hall of Fame inductee tonight. It's like, let the rumors about Warrior and Savage begin, and then it's like, there's Warrior, so it's like,
And then, coincidentally, CM Punk tweeted, Ultimate Warrior in the Hall of Fame, overdue, Randy Savage, next please.
Right? So, because this is WrestleMania 30, we may see a lot of names that maybe they've been holding off on, or have names that have been holding out, come in, because, well, if they got Warrior...
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Well, I mean, they got Bruno last year, and that set the bar, so they got Warrior this year.
It's like 5 years ago they did the self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, and now... He's on their favorite list. And it's what happens when you start making those video game deals, and then, poof, you're in good favor, and just coincidentally, the week before WrestleMania, an Ultimate Warrior DVD is scheduled to be released. Huh. Who knew? Anyway, backstage, Renee Young brought in Paul Heyman to discuss picture taking out Brock Lesnar last week. Renee asked how his client plans to prepare for a Big Show. Heyman was sort of insulted and then insulted Renee, then said Big Show tried to impress Lesnar by knocking out an elderly gentleman, Zeb Coulter, tonight. Basically, you know, talked it up, and, you know, it was an unprovoked attack on Zeb, and Heyman said he is neither intimidated nor impressed, and neither is the self-proclaimed number one contender to the WWE World Heavyweight title. And they're going to show down at the Royal Rumble. They're not impressed. Big Show's got to do something more to impress Lesnar and Heyman.
Nice promo by Heyman. Very nice promo.
It was a nice promo by Heyman. Speaking of promos, there you go.
You want to tell the real story of Paul Heyman? Who approved this?
Coming August 2014, the Paul Heyman story.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to certainly be good. I can't wait. The Paul Heyman DVD coming in 2014. August 2014, rather. Up next, Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston. They had a pretty good match.
They did, and there was quite the surprise at the end.
Indeed. Out of nowhere, we had an RKO. No. We had a Kofi Kingston win. Kofi Kingston beat the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. What? Did that just happen? Kofi wins.
That just kind of happened.
And then, Randy Orton needs some Dr. Shelby love because he went crazy and, yeah, he slammed the announce table, threw stuff around, and then punched John Cena Sr. in the face, who was sitting front row.
Yeah, somebody needs a little anger management. Get Dr. Shelby quick.
Can we quote this exactly?
Yes.
And you quote?
Oh, a certain Viper needs. Looks like a certain Viper needs at Dr. Shelby tweets. Hashtag make it happen. Hashtag raw. Hashtag anger management.
Retweet WWE Universe. Oh, wait, that happened.
Yeah, that happened. Now, if we could only get Dr. Shelby to retweet it, but he wasn't on. He hasn't been on since Christmas, so I don't know, but it's just like, I saw it, and I seized the opportunity, and they saw it, and they seized the opportunity, so that's always helpful.
Yeah. So, yes, Lindsay's tweet got retweeted by the WWE Universe.
Hello.
Twitter tonight. It's kind of awesome. So, we then had medical staff come out and check on John Cena Sr., including John Cena himself. They were able to get him on the gurney and take him to the back during the commercial break.
John, honey, MF-er, not a PG word.
Mother. Yeah. Well, it's his dad. He was pissed off. John Cena can't always be PG when it comes to his family. So, yeah, there you go. Nice use of John Cena Sr. Nice use of Kofi Kingston. Nice match. Nice segment. Puts heat on the title match in 2 weeks.
Well, it's something of it helps to show that maybe Randy Orton, again, is not the most appropriate guy to be the face of your company and your world heavyweight champion.
Nope.
Or your WWE World Heavyweight, whatever the hell it's called.
The
Unified Champion.
The WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Thank you. It's just going to show, because you even had JBL say that, you know, that's not behavior befitting a champion. And so it's something of, is Randy Orton still the authority's guy? Because it seems like, well, he's sort of been abandoned by the authority at least the last 2 weeks, because they haven't been there.
Right.
Where Hunter and Steph.
Right.
And Kane's not backing him up.
Mm-mm.
The Shield isn't seemingly backing him up, but then again, the Shield is busy with other things.
The Shield is busy with other things. Alright, I'm going to put this out there now, because this recap has it here, so I'm going to say it now. Hey, Twitter. dude shouldn't be talking about other dudes' underwear. Especially on Twitter, brother. Disturbing, brother.
And then what if they liked his underwear? There's nothing wrong with liking John Cena's underwear.
But there's something wrong with dudes talking about another dude's underwear on Twitter.
No, there isn't. It happens all the time.
And then we have people trying to read what the red and yellow underwear said on Facebook.
Yeah, it's called fangirls.
This was a dude.
Again, fanboys. I mean, it's fans. I hate to break it to you, but John Cena is like the number one / fanfic guy ever.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's...
Everybody wants John Cena, including the goat next door. Just pointing that out, and there's nothing wrong with that, so just deal.
Up next, Cody Rhodes and Goldust took on Rybacksel.
Cody and Goldust won.
Stealing my words. That's all you could say. They won. They mentioned Ryback going crazy on Twitter. Up next, Rey Mysterio versus Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio won with a kick and to the head and the cross arm breaker.
Yep.
Del Rio then once again sent a message to Batista and Chantman, you know, this will happen next week when you show up. And then he'll throw Batista out of the Rumble next week, in 2 weeks as well.
Can I just say, I'm actually really kind of liking the Del Rio Batista feud, because they keep talking smack to each other. And it's amazing. Like, they're doing it on Twitter. Like, they keep just going back and forth with each other on Twitter. Yeah. So it's like, I have a feeling this is going to be really good when Batista shows up next week. I just have this hunch. It's like, huh, this could actually be really entertaining, because you've got Del Rio talking smack, and then we've got Batista coming in, who we know can talk smack.
Mm-hmm.
This could be good.
This indeed could be good. We had another hype video for the WWE Network, which is available in 42 days. Actually, technically 41 days and 23 hours and 55 minutes, I think that's what it is, if you do the math. Something like that.
I can't keep count. It's coming, February 24th, you can add it up.
You can go to WWE.com and look at, they have a ticker. Yeah, it's 43 hours, 41 days, 23 hours, 4 minutes and 35 seconds now. So you have it. On Friday Night SmackDown, it will be the New Age Outlaws against Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
For the tag titles, I believe.
Not for the tag titles.
Oh, just...
Cody Rhodes. Michael Cole clearly made it clear that it's not for the tag titles.
It should still be a really good match.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you've got Cody, or you've got Goldust, Road Dogg, and Gunn in there, and then you've got Cody in there as well. So it's like, this should be really, 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 really well done.
It should.
Although I didn't realize this was resulting in a run of the Outlaws coming back. I didn't realize this.
I'm okay with it.
I'm totally okay with it. I just didn't realize this was like, oh, they're getting one last run. Yes!
They may be in the Rumble. Hmm.
They could be in the Rumble. We don't know.
Speaking of the Royal Rumble, CM Punk walked in demanding to know where the authority is to Kane. Punk said he's been dealing with the Shield for months, and now he has to deal with Triple H's old buddies, the New Age Outlaws. Punk said if Triple H has a problem with him, he should take it up with him. Kane said the authority's not here tonight, and well, Punk could be main event at WrestleMania. Because he just got a thing on the phone that says, well, Punk's in the Royal Rumble. Punk said he has no problem being in the Rumble, but he has a problem with Kane.
And, well, Kane got the angry, glary face.
He did. Including, along with CM Punk, we have the likes of The Miz, Rey Mysterio, Cody and Goldust, someone else. Oh, Big E.
Langston.
Big E Langston, who was tremendous. Tremendous in the WWE app when he was told he was in the Royal Rumble. All he wanted to know is, what's my number? What's my number? What number am I? What number am I? Tremendous.
I believe somebody actually screen capped his face. Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it's quite awesome. So yeah, he wants to know it. And Josh...
Yep, there it is.
Josh ended up saying, you're number 17. Sweet, I'm number 17. And he ran off. So yeah, that was awesome at Big E. And Big E is not number 17. Just for the record.
No, they just gave him a number.
He just gave him a number. He made it clear. He is not number 17. Alright, main event time. The Usos and against Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt inside the steel cage. This was a brutal, brutal cage match for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You had both teams taking shots at one another. The Usos found a way. Yes, they found a way to escape the cage, both of them. One of them dove down on to Eric Rowan, who hit the floor hard. He was supposed to catch him and forth or something, but he fell really hard. Then the other one got out. So the Usos beat Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt to close Monday Night Raw.
No, that wasn't it.
No,
that wasn't it, no. Because after the Usos escaped, well, Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt are locked inside the cage. Because, well, as we forgot to mention, Kane has, you know, came out, he locked them in the cage, he has the key, and he left.
So Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt are left alone inside the steel cage. Only good things can happen at that point, right?
Not exactly.
No? Not exactly?
No.
No? Not exactly? Can't really happen that way?
No.
So, Daniel Bryan gave himself up to Bray Wyatt. That's what he did. Got down on his knees, ready to accept Bray Wyatt into his life. But then, Bray Wyatt kisses him on the forehead. Sister Abigail. No.
Nope.
No, it didn't happen. No.
Bray's face when it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
It's like, oh, bitch, no, you didn't.
No, how dare you? The crowd started chanting, yes, yes, yes. Bryan turned around. Bray turned around. Bray smiled at Bryan. Bray asked Bryan if he defies him, you're going to defy me, Bryan. Defy me. Told him not to listen to the crowd. The crowd was cheering Daniel Bryan on. Then he called him a coward. Never called a man a coward. Bray turns around, then makes a big charging step at Bryan. Bryan moves. And then Daniel Bryan snaps and
yep.
starts beating the crap out of Bray Wyatt. Kicks left and right. He just lays him out. Big roundhouse kicks. All taking down Bray Wyatt. Harper and Rowan are outside trying so hard to pull off that big, large chain that was locked by Kane. And then, we pan to Daniel Bryan. He unzips his outfit. Takes it off. It's still locked. Bryan knocks out Bray Wyatt as every single member of the WWE Universe is chanting, yes, 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 yes. Amazing sight. Amazing sight with the crowd chanting yes. It is one of those moments like you have to see. You had, I guess, 10,000 people on their feet. On their feet, chanting yes, yes, yes.
Oh, it gave you chills. It absolutely gave you chills because it's that moment of they're locked inside the cage together. Here it comes. Because it's like you knew something big was going to happen with the Wyatts tonight. Had to happen tonight because next week is the go-home for the Rumble.
Right.
And Batista's coming back, so they're not going to have the room for it next week. So it's like, it's got to happen this week, whatever they're going to do with this angle.
Right.
And it's like, there it is, where it's...
Talk.
Oh, we're just getting sound. Daniel Bryan, you know, just either fully becomes a Wyatt or he turns on the Wyatts.
Listen to that crowd. Yep, 10,000 people pointing, going, yes. 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 Daniel Bryan snapped. Daniel Bryan said, hell no, to the Wyatts.
Now, I actually saw this post on Tumblr, and I'm going to have to look up it to find the right credit for it. So if this is your post, I credit you if you're listening. I'm sorry I don't have your name. But Dan O'Brien actually, Kane set this all up, if you think about it. Kane set it up for Daniel Bryan to be locked in a cage with Bray Wyatt, where Daniel Bryan could finally get his hands on Bray Wyatt without Rowan and Harper being able to do a damn thing about it.
Right.
So the question is has Kane been helping Bryan all along?
Or is it very coincidental?
Or is it very coincidental that Kane is, you know, just happened to help? Because as we all know, Kane would have an axe to grind against the Wyatts too, and well, he could do it in another method as what he's doing right now. So it was a really nice setup. It was really well done. I'm very curious to see what they do on SmackDown because, well, when Bray Wyatt wakes up, Bray Wyatt is not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
At all. He's going to be... We're going to have one very upset cult leader on our hands. So... And I'm sure Rowan and Harper are going to be equally upset, so I expect a very, very, very strongly worded promo, at the very least, from Bray Wyatt come SmackDown, if not on Monday Night Raw next week. So, what will this lead to? Will we see a confrontation at the Royal Rumble? Will it be in the Royal Rumble, or will we have a match? Or will we see something at Elimination Chamber? Or maybe even WrestleMania?
I don't think it gets to WrestleMania.
I don't think it gets to Mania, but they could get it to... feasibly get it to Chamber, where it's something of... they're all in the Rumble. They all show up at the same time. But yeah, it's something of... The story now continues, where it's... you have basically... if they're going to play this like they think they're going to play it, it's Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatts, and he played possum with Bray Wyatt, and he lured Bray Wyatt in, and he played him for a fool, and he got Bray Wyatt. He tricked Bray Wyatt, which is not going to end well for Bryan.
No, it's
if
not.
If they write this right.
No, it won't end well for him at all. Yeah, this wasn't... Now, there's a lot of debate on whether they did this right, whether they rushed this angle. It's one of those things, huh, did they do it right?
If it's something of you had it where Bryan joined the Wyatts to get to Bray Wyatt, to get close to him, and he's been playing possum the entire time, then they did it right. If it's something of you just have Daniel Bryan go, I had enough, then no. And the smart way to do this is you have Bryan basically say you keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Because we all wondered why he would join. And we also wondered last week why they jumped 20 steps instead of taking the first.
Right.
And you could tell that we all had different theories on what this was going to be. Like, part of me thought, okay, we got 4 to 6 weeks out of this, maybe 12. And then there's also part of me, it could happen very quickly, because you knew the blow would happen. The story's not done between these two, and they realize it's not done, so...
Well, it's something of, it's like, I just happened to see the Breeze promo from SmackDown last week, where she cut it on the app.
Yes, yeah.
And basically, Breeze not being concerned the entire time, and I know everybody's going, oh my god, who cares about Brie Bella, but it's, Brie's a part of the story in a very subtle way. And Brie's reaction kind of told that, well, maybe everything isn't what we think it is, because she was, you know, she's standing by her man, she's not concerned, which, if I was a woman and my fiancé ended up going with a bunch of psycho cult leaders, I would be a little worried.
A little bit.
Just, you know, just a little bit, but she said, everything's fine, I'm going to stand by him and support him no matter what, which is the good fiancé. Then you had Nikki call her on it last week on the app, and Brie kept telling her, drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop it. Which, it's like, when I saw that, it's like, there's something else going on.
It raised some red flags, didn't it?
Yeah, it raised quite a few red flags. It's like, something's going to happen. They're setting this up for something, and then it's like, tonight happened, and it's like, Brian set Bray Wyatt up. That's the story.
That is indeed the story. So it was a newsworthy edition of WWE Monday Night Raw.
It was, and it was, I liked all the twists and turns. I liked the surprises that you weren't expecting. It was very well done. This was actually a little bit more enjoyable than last week. I like old school Raw. It's great to see all the legends. There's such a great nostalgia factor. But this show was much better booked. You had progression of storylines, and there's Roman doing the crop chop. That, you know, he just got the entire Shield universe pregnant in one shot. But yeah, this was really, really, really nicely done. You progressed a lot of stories, and it's, the nice thing is going into the go home, it's what's next. Which is exactly what you want, is I have to watch SmackDown and I have to watch Raw to find out what the next part of the story is. Which I like. I like it when they do stuff like that.
Exactly. And we'll be here next Monday night to recap it all. Speaking of what we do and talking about stuff, it's Iraq Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
That's right. We're going to be talking all about Impact. It's
Genesis. Final...
Genesis. Thank you. I'm sorry. I forgot which pay-per-view it was for a second. It's Genesis Part 2, or Part 1.
Part 1 of 2.
Part 1. I will get this plug right eventually. So it's Genesis Part 1. We will let you know what matches take place, who won, who lost, what the consequences were. We've got news. We've got notes. I'm sure we will be talking more about the Wyatts. So surprising. But we will let you in on all the details on Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Vote for us at the Wrestling Radio Awards at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Show of the Year, Media, Female, and Male Interviews of the Year. It's the final week to, you know, get first place. So vote every single day, once a day, at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Sorry. If anybody would like to buy me tickets for the Salt Lake City show on March 8th, much appreciated. Just throwing that out in the universe now.
Saturday, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. We'll be back Sunday night for WTR, Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And like I said, as always, we'll be back Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern to cover everything on Monday Night Raw. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. On my website, under the Contact Us section, is a link to my Redbubble store if you like my artwork. If you'd like to buy my artwork, it's available at redbubble.com. Under my store, the link is really weird, so I can't give it out on the show, but it's under the Contact Us section. So just go there, check it out. The latest piece, Believe, is available. It features WWE Superstar and NXT Superstar Bo Dallas giving you the thumbs up, so definitely go check that out. You can also check out thehance.net/war just for my portfolio. And of course, check out CassidyRiley.net for all your Cassidy Riley needs. Listen to The Rack, vote for us at the WrestlingRadioAwards.com website, and buy the official t-shirt.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RockRadioShow. Thanks to PW Mania, MMLanePromo.com for Lindsay. I'm Rock. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.